It's time for West Texas Roots. Before there were private lines, several families would be connected to the same telephone line and a nosy neighbor. Amelia Perry recalled when she had a party line and how it was wise to not gossip over the phone, because you never know who is listening in. She also talked about raising her family and how she has mastered the art of quilting.
I didn't know anything else. I guess it was all right. We had a good home life. My dad owned a grocery store. Got up on Sunday morning and went to church. Didn't question it. You know, we played games. I mean, like on Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, you knew what was going to happen. You didn't have to wonder, what are we going to do tonight? The neighbors were coming and you were going to play 42. Life was slower. We didn't know everything about all of our neighbors. We actually lived on a phone line. There was a ring rang at our house. If you wanted to eavesdrop, you could have. You didn't tell all your gossip on it because you did not know for sure who was listening. I think our ring was two rings, but maybe somebody down the road had three. I went to Mather School of Nursing in New Orleans, Louisiana, but I'd already met this man that I married, and I didn't stay. He had come back from service. I met him on a blind date, and he was ready to settle down and raise a family, and I guess I was too. When Ray and I married, we didn't have anything. We didn't go hungry, but I don't know why we didn't. And if we hadn't lived out on a farm and had a garden, we probably would have. But you know what? We were happy. We didn't have enough sense to know. We just lived a pretty quiet life. As I used to say, we didn't get up and dance on the table and that kind of stuff. We were pretty common people. My husband and I used to square dance. Back in the days when we were square dancing, you took your children with you. They'd find something to do while we were square dancing. And we came to Abilene most of the time. I am a master quilter. I quilt and have quilted all my life and taught quilting for years and years and years. And there's always a quilt on my bed and a quilt on my wall even here. It's a God-given talent and I use it. A lot of the people here have one of my quilts that I brought with me and I just gave them away because it was just, it was given to me so I could give it to them. So we have two children, a son and a daughter. Both of them turned out to be wonderful people with very good educations. We were there for them. We went to their ball games. We made sure they came number one. They didn't ask to be born. I can't speak for Rick's life. That's his life, and I wouldn't tell the things, you know. Of course, we're proud of him, but I'm just as proud of my daughter. You know, we just had a normal West Texas life. We've lived in West Texas always, don't want to live anywhere else. There's something about West Texas and West Texas people that is hard to find anywhere else. I don't know what it is. Did we have a hard life growing up and it made us more stable? I can't really express it any other way. My life was good. I've been more than blessed. And I still, to this day, have some of the best friends in the world. I mean, best friends.
We recorded Amelia Perry's story at Lindale Living Center.